The first words of the book of Hebrews point us to how Jesus is the exact representation of God in the flesh. And now we turn our attention to our sermon text for the day, which is Philippians 2, verses 1 through 11. Paul writes this to the church at Philippi. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's pray together. Lord, I give you thanks for this word and how it captures for us the message of Jesus' incarnation, his arrival on earth as a baby boy, and how that points directly to his life and ministry and death and resurrection and exaltation at your right hand. Help us, Lord, to imitate Jesus and to have his humility, to have his attitude. We thank you for this day and the opportunity we have to worship you in it. We pray that you would be honored by how we present ourselves before you this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'd like to share with you this morning a Christmas carol that may be a little unfamiliar to you. You may not know it as well as others. It's a 19th century British Christmas carol, so Margaret, you may know this one, hailing from that land. The words are by Edward Caswall, and the tune was written specifically for these words by a fellow named John Goss. It has six verses, and I'll share them a couple at a time.
See amid the winter snow, born for us on earth below. See the gentle Lamb appears, promised from eternal years. Hail that ever-blessed morn, hail redemption's happy dawn. Sing through all Jerusalem, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Lo, within a manger lies he who built the starry skies, he who throned in height sublime sits amid the cherubim. Hail that ever-blessed morn, hail redemption's happy dawn. Sing through all Jerusalem, Christ is born in Bethlehem.
The story is very simple, and yet it is very profound. It's the same story every year, but we need to hear it anew each time. Something truly miraculous has taken place. God, who sometimes seems very distant from us, God, who we cannot see or touch or hear, God, who has created all things, even created us and all humanity, God has been made in human likeness. Jesus, being in very nature God, made himself nothing. This is what Philippians 2 tells us about Jesus' incarnation. The King of Kings is a newborn infant, helpless, poor, soon to be a refugee. He spends his first night in a feeding trough. What great humility! What an amazing picture of God's desire to reach us with his love.
Say, you holy shepherds, say, tell your joyful news today. Why have you now left your sheep on the lonely mountain steep? Hail that ever-blessed morn, hail redemption's happy dawn. Sing through all Jerusalem, Christ is born in Bethlehem. As we watched at dead of night, lo, we saw a wondrous light. Angels singing peace on earth told us of the Savior's birth. Hail that ever-blessed morn, hail redemption's happy dawn. Sing through all Jerusalem, Christ is born in Bethlehem.
The story is very simple, and yet it is very profound. It's the same story every year, but we need to hear it anew each time. Something truly remarkable has taken place. The first recipients of this message, the first to hear the good news that Jesus is born, are shepherds, blue-collar workers, hard workers, dirty, smelly kinds of guys. Not the people that you would expect to hear the story first. The story was not told first to the powerful or the rich or the elite, the religious leaders, the political leaders. It was told to shepherds. How fitting that it was told first to shepherds, because Jesus is the gentle lamb who will take away the sins of the world. How fitting it is that the story should be told first to shepherds, because Jesus himself is the good shepherd who leaves his flock of sheep on the mountain steep to pursue one who has gone astray. How remarkable it is that this story should play out the way it has.
Sacred infant, all divine, what a tender love was thine, thus to come from highest bliss down to such a world as this. Hail that ever-blessed morn, hail redemption's happy dawn. Sing through all Jerusalem, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Teach, O teach us, holy child, by thy face so meek and mild, teach us to resemble thee in thy sweet humility. Hail that ever-blessed morn, hail redemption's happy dawn. Sing through all Jerusalem, Christ is born in Bethlehem.
The story is very simple, and yet very profound. It's the same story every year. How much we need to hear it anew each time. Something truly challenging has taken place. Jesus has entered this world full of love, as the Gospel of John says. He comes full of grace and truth. He comes full of humility and wisdom, power and glory. He came to make us more like Him. This, I think, is the message of Philippians 2. Have the same attitude as Christ Jesus, Paul says. Be united with Christ. If there is any unity in Him, if there is any sharing in His love, in His spirit, in His purpose, in His attitude, in His humility, then take on His mindset. Take on His character. Do nothing out of selfish ambition. In humility, consider others better than yourselves, looking to the interests of others. It is very hard for us as Christians in this society to do that kind of thing, especially on Christmas Day. How many of you have presents waiting for you at home that you have yet to open? Anybody? Yeah? Okay. How many of you have already opened presents today? Right? Right? Okay. Yeah, see? It's hard for us to detach ourselves from those things and really take on the humility of Christ, considering others better than ourselves. They say it's better to give than to receive, and there's probably something to that. Jesus shows us that through how He comes into our world and gives Himself for us. This story that we hear every year, over and over again, that we need to hear over and over again, is a story about how God entered our world to show us how best to live, how best to serve, how best to sacrifice. Hail that ever-blessed morn. Hail redemption's happy dawn. Sing through all Jerusalem, all the places that you find yourself, all the places where people gather, sing it out that Christ is born in Bethlehem. Let us pursue Jesus' humility in this season and throughout the year to come.